This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a deep breath.
We get started with our DJD program this hour. D for Doug, Doug Steffen, that's me. Jennifer and Jay, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the Jays. Victoria Keelan is here. So I want to get to this age tech thing that I am a part of. I perhaps should be the poster child for age tech, don't you think, Victoria? Maybe I could do a TikTok video.
I don't know.
The answer is yes.
And Jay, that is all you, my friend. Mm-hmm.
What would I do if I did a TikTok video? What would be something?
Well,
on
you
the
like
farming?
To dance, right? You could do,
I do like to dance.
A dance video.
Yeah. Maybe that dancing I did with the farmers last week. How about that? That'd be a good TikTok video.
That was a good one. Celebration right, so of you getting your hay stacked.
Yeah.
I got my hay stacked. What does that mean?
I knew that was coming. All right, I have done an extensive study at Victoria's prompting with this focus on age tech companies and how they are accommodating people my age. So, ladies, hear it and weep. This study that was done, actually what I did was reference a study this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, which surveyed 70,000 people, finding that the most productive age in human life is between the ages of 60 and 70. The study in the New England Journal also found the second most productive stage of the human being is from 70 to 80 years of age. The third most productive stage is from 50 to 60. The average age of a Nobel Prize winner is 62. The average age of presidents of prominent companies, 63. Average age of pastors of the 100 largest churches in the country is 71. Joe Osteen doesn't make it in there. The average age of the Pope, 76 years. So what does this tell us? Best years of your life are between 60 and 80. So check this out. By the way, this study also found that at age 60, you reach the top of your potential, and this continues into your 80s. Therefore, those of you who are listening, if you're between the ages of 60 to 70 or 70 to 80, you are the best and second in that order. This is life and how we think about it. For those of you who are younger and want to discount age, it's called ageism. We have sexism. We have racism. We also have ageism. And I think it's just as much of a problem as age, as sexism and racism. In my experience, my opinion.
If not more so, to be honest.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, everybody feels that from certain perspectives that theirs is always going to be worse. But if you look at, like, the media trends right now, it is much more acceptable to be a person of color or a female than it is to be an old person.
Yep.
Unless you're an old woman, and then that tops everything.
Well, that all starts with media, right?
Yeah,
it sure does. It does. You're right.
Yeah,
that's
we've been
right.
seeing discrimination against women, just in movies in Hollywood, right? That's kind of where, and just TV in general. So women, you know, age out, and it's even when you're watching the local news, the women get younger, and the
especially
old guy sitting there
the local
stay,
news. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the old guy just keeps getting older. So,
well, that was Roger Ailes. That was his whole thing. About what he put on Fox.
Because that's like his own twisted fantasy. I think he just set everything
up
to look the way he wanted it to look.
I mean, I agree with you on the cable news front. There is always a look, right? And Fox always had a look for a long time, for sure. But I think the local news there's such an example of it, where you've got the anchor who's like 95, like on oxygen. And then you have like the chick that turns 40, and they're like, so are we going to go to
Depression? And the local anchors don't know anything anymore about anything. They bring in these kids. I can see it in Boston, and all four of the news channels, they all have, there's no senior, the people that we used to recognize and see and trust and all, they fired them all because they made too much money. So now they bring these kids in, pay them $100,000 a year. They all think they're big stars, and they mean nothing.
You do
they
have some
nothing.
Legacy people, though. I think I live in Los Angeles, and L.A.'s actually a pretty, surprisingly,
the independent stations have, and the independent stations have, which station is,
Channel 5 is KTLA, and that's a... It's a big one. Channel 11 used to do some great
11.
Stuff, too, with
Steve
Edwards.
The entertainment reporter that I never remember.
Sam Rubin is on Rubin. Channel 5. Yeah, he's been there forever. Mark Kriske's the weather guy. Chris Schauble, who is the guy who is at NBC, is one of the anchors for the morning cast. I mean, they definitely, I think there is, I don't know, in certain markets, I think you're right. Starting out markets, it's like, if you're in a smaller area, I'm sorry for
your
newscast. Because it does suffer based on your
to Des Moines a couple of weeks ago. I was watching local news in Indiana, some market, little Indiana market. The kids were barely able to dress themselves. You know, looking at the screen, you know, they were Sunday morning on one of those stations. They were college kids doing, I mean, it was unga bunga. Speaking of Roger Ailes, the book on Sarah Palin, it's out called Insurgency. Have you heard about this? The story about Roger Ailes trying to hire the governor, the ex-governor. And Sarah Palin said to her admin as she was leaving, she said, I felt dirty. I'm never going to meet with him alone again. So that must have been, she must have played ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba with Roger. Which was pretty much his standard operating procedure.
Or maybe he played ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba with her. I mean, I don't know.
That's what I mean. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He didn't try it with me when I met with him. I can't understand why. Yeah, right. Okay, so here's another warning.
Really missed out, by the way.
Yes, I did. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Here's a surprise for all of you. Victoria's going to update you on Hytera, which is basically... Motorola, is it not?
No. This is a Chinese-based company that it has been indicted now by our Department of Justice for conspiring to steal trade secrets from Motorola.
Ah.
So what they did was
I
this company...
I thought they made Motorola
No, they
in
make...
China.
I don't know. Everything's made everywhere. So at this point, the parts of everything are made or were scattered around the world. But the bottom line, though, is that what this company did, they produce radio transceivers and radio systems, and they hired former employees from Motorola and had the employees steal information from Motorola, bring it over to Hytera. And so they recruited these employees. They stole proprietary and trade secret information. And then now the DOJ has gone after them. Motorola, we talked about this yesterday in the tech report as well. When you're buying, you know, the Verizon deal, if you buy a new phone, you have to either pay it off completely or you have 3 years of installment payments and you can't shorten that amount of time.
Right.
If you buy a Motorola phone, you may not even make it the 3 years. They don't support their phones. They really, it's just, I always discourage anybody from buying a Motorola. I know they've got, you know, the cool Razr phone again and, you know, the bendable screen and all that stuff, but more stuff can go wrong and you're not going to be supported. So, but Motorola, obviously, no company deserves to have their trade secrets stolen, and that's what this Hytera company does.
All right. I just thinking about when Uri Geller was asked by whoever made the bendable phone if he could bend it, using, you know, he's the spoon bender, and so they asked him if he would bend the phone for them as a promotional thing.
Have you stood in front of him when he bent a spoon in front of you?
Yes, I've watched him bend the key as well. Yeah, watched all of that.
Rich McFadden has always said that he did it in front of him and he handed it to him and the spoon was hot.
Yeah, right. Just like you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
As long as we're doing international stuff, Joe Biden is meeting with Olaf.
Not from
the Frozen. The new chancellor.
Good reference for you, though. I'm surprised you pulled
We told him yesterday
reference.
What Olaf was. Because he goes, because he said yesterday, he said something about Olaf. And then, what was your reference, Doug? And you asked us if we knew.
Well,
there was some reference that you had to Olaf. And then Jay and I said, we know Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah. So this is, Jennifer, another attempt of them to discredit me in your eyes. Because
Uh-oh.
They didn't have to tell you that I went down that road yesterday. They just felt compelled.
She just gave you credit for knowing a joke that we said yesterday.
Well, so why do you have to take credit? Why don't you just leave me on my own?
Sure. But what was your reference, though? What was the Olaf that you came in with?
Olaf, I was talking about Schultz, Sergeant Schultz, from Hogan's Heroes. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
What's great is that because of that Olaf reference, all I could see is that guy ice skating into the White House saying,
right.
Do you want to build a snowman? Forget Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Do you want to build a snowman? It didn't happen that way, but that's sort of how it happened in my mind.
So what did happen? So they were doing the If Russia Invades routine. Tanks, troops.
That's
all
a
that
fun
good
routine,
stuff.
Isn't it? If Russia invades.
Well,
Biden said and this is good. This is what, here's my problem. This is what should have happened 4 months ago or 5 months ago before the pipeline was ever turned over. Now Biden's saying, well, if they do invade Ukraine, then we are going to take away access to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which should have been done 5 months ago, but he's doing it now. So,
but Germany, see, the problem though is the pipeline was already completed and Germany begged us to get 60% or 50% of, I understand that, but still they're our ally and that was the whole point of Olaf visiting is to reinforce the fact that they're the ones who are really going to get hit the hardest. If Russia invades Ukraine, then Germany has to come up with what the other 50% of where their fuel comes from. It
the
right now
is
it's
really
that,
global
it's
warming.
That pipeline.
The climate, look, I'm not saying we shouldn't do our part. We should. But the people who subscribe to climate change, like a religion, it's kind of the reason that we're in this problem to begin, or in this situation to begin with, because Biden wanted to come into office and shut down all of our pipelines. Before he did that, we were able to ship gasoline and oil to other places. We were doing that. We were energy independent here, and we were shipping out our energy so that the people in France and Germany wouldn't have to rely on Russia. But then we wanted to shut down pipelines. And so that became the problem, is that now Germany and France are all reliant on Russia, and so he knows he's got it made. So,
all right. Speaking of energy, we have to put our energy on hold now because it's 18 at the hour on the DJV program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener, lift those heavy salt bags for me.
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I think we'll move on from that off-the-air conversation to an on-the-air conversation at 23 past the hour. Time for us here on the DJV program to delve into the secrets of social media, Jay. This is your big jam. How do you like that for lingo, huh?
Well, guys,
use big time jingle. Where did you, when, do you remember, you use that term a lot. Do you remember the first time you used the term jam? I'm jamming. Or you probably say jam.
No, that's my jam. I say that all the time.
You do, too?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've heard Jay say that, but yeah. That's,
oh, yeah.
I think Jen says it, too, right?
I do,
too. Yeah, Jen and I say
that's
that,
the jam.
Yeah.
My
really?
Jam.
That's
yep.
the jam. All right, well, my jam is blueberry. How about yours?
I knew it was going to go to, like, some weird produce.
Really? Weird?
Yes.
What's weird about blueberry jelly?
Blueberry.
Jam.
Strawberry.
Huh?
No, he only just says blueberry.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
Are you having fun? Can we go
yeah.
on now? Okay.
Yeah.
Seems Steve Irwin's son got himself into a jam.
These Irwin kids. It's Irwin. Forget the kid.
My God, this guy. He's getting, what is it, a 12-foot, was it an alligator or a crocodile, Jay? Who's chasing him around? What's chasing him around?
It was a crocodile. Leucistic crocodile, saltwater crocodile named Casper that his dad had
Casper.
Actually rescued
yeah.
like years and years ago back in the early aughts and has been living at the Australia Zoo, and they were putting him in their crocosium and they wanted to run a test and make sure that he was happy with his new surroundings. And when Robert, the 18-year-old son of the late Steve Irwin, went to go feed him, the crocodile Casper, he jumped out of the water for the food, which kind of like, you know, showed that he was very happy
okay.
in his enclosure area. But he bypassed the food and started chasing after Robert. And so then Robert was yelling bail to the rest of the team that was filming, because this was for the
finale on the show
that actually aired over the weekend. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the cool thing was Robert was even giving props to his dad, Steve, that his dad knew every move that Casper was always going to make, and Casper can kind of be pretty chaotic. And Robert was saying, he's like, I don't have that instinct.
Of course it's chaotic. It's a crocodile. But this is like a saltwater. These are saltwater crocodiles. These things swim in the ocean. Like, they get into fights with sharks. This is no joke. Like, these things freak me out. The whole idea, I live at the beach, and it freaks me out. Sharks I'm okay with, but a saltwater crocodile, hard pass.
Well, and that's what he was saying. He's like, my dad knew every move that he was always about to make. He was always a step ahead of him. He's like, I don't have that instinct. I don't have that skill. So I'm terrified. He even acknowledged how scary it can be getting into these enclosures with these reptiles.
Time for a new pair of shoes and a new pocketbook, it would seem. 772 pounds, 12 feet long. What do you think is going to happen?
That's a couple Birkins, right?
See, this is what bothers me. It's just, like, even people who think they can anticipate the next move, it's a wild animal. Yeah. Wild on, with, like, keyword.
So I'm going to give you a correlation. On the farm, the exact same warning goes to those who would get into a pen with any bull that's over 18 months old. You never turn your back.
Yeah.
You never go into. I don't have bulls on the farm for mainly the same reason, because I have people touring the farm, going out with the cows and that sort of thing. And you don't have a bull around. Some of the younger ones are okay if they're 12, 13, 14 months old. They can do their thing and they're still okay. But they get very protective when they're 18 to 20 months old and older. That's why most bulls don't live to be more than 24 months old, because they get really nasty. So that would be the equivalent from down on the farm. Folks, it's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his 5-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. we can think a few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
Canadian and American truckers are on a vaccine mandate protest, have blocked access to the busiest international crossing in North America Tuesday. Freedom Convoy drivers hindered travel at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One lawmaker says American businesses and mainstream media are so drunk on Chinese money, they are willing to compromise our values in America and push the communist agenda, including genocide on the Muslim Uyghurs. Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz on Newsmax last night.
Yeah, it's sad, frankly. I mean, you mentioned the list, partial list of atrocities that that the Chinese Communist Party have ongoing. But they also have a massive military buildup underway, and President Xi is openly talking about replacing the American dream with the China dream and being the new dominant world power. And the sad irony of it all is it's American companies that are funding it. So the point of the ad, which I made with Inez Cantor of Freedom, the NBA basketball star that's taken such a bold stand on human rights, was one, you know, the left is talking about defunding police and defunding all kinds of things. How about we defund dictators? And number two, these companies that like to preach social justice here at home and parade around their good governance credentials, then turn a blind eye to millions of people in concentration camps and modern-day slavery that's used to make their products. So enough is enough. We're going to call them out. And our call to the American people is when you see Made in China, put it down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1 influenza vanished, and I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeepers Creepers, 34. Thank you, Jennifer. Time's up for technical advice.
Ringing.
Time to get back to whatever is going on here. Yes, the bell is ringing for me and my staff. All right. Very successful people have the same amount of time as everybody else. Think about Jennifer and what she does with her time, and think about I do what I do, and Victoria and Jay. It's very, and you probably as well. We're all very busy these days. So hopefully you have structured your life. Now that we're kind of out of COVID, do we go back to something that's similar to what we had before? If you've been busy under COVID, How does that change? Does it get better or does it get worse in terms of what you're required to do with your time? I thought that was interesting. I was looking at an overview. You know, one of the things about doing this sort of thing for a living, if you're a very curious sort, and I've always been very curious, it's kind of good to be able to look around and see all of these things that people are thinking. What are you doing? What are you doing with your time, I guess, is the question. How are you valuing time? Is it more valuable now than it was before? Is it about as valuable as it was? Maybe it's not as valuable. I would think with most people, though, wouldn't you think, ladies, Victoria, Jennifer, and Jay, that time is more valuable now than it was? For some reason or another, we value it more now than we
did. I think people do value time more now. Yeah,
yeah,
because when your sort of ability to live your normal life gets taken away, then, you know, I feel like during the pandemic and during lockdown, a lot of our friends felt the same way. We connected more with people than, you know, than we would
you
have.
Didn't talk
we were
to
doing,
them on the phone, but you did a lot
well,
of
Well, we were FaceTiming. No, we were doing FaceTiming and we did a lot of Zoom, you know, happy hours and stuff like that. So we just felt like more connected. But one of the things that people are talking about now is a lot of people started group text messages, like group threads throughout the pandemic, and now they're kind of like falling apart because people are going back to real life.
Back to reality, or their old reality. Speaking of reality, Super Bowl ads, $6.7 million for a 30-second spot. But they'll give you a discount. Well, they've already sold them all out. They'll give you a discount of $400,000 if you buy more than one.
Does anybody think it's weird that we've already seen all the ads already? They're already running constantly.
There.
There's Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost one, the Jennifer Coolidge one. There's one with your girl, Hannah Waddingham, who, you know, the lady you like from Ted Lasso. She's on a Rakuten ad. All the ads are already out. I feel like they used to debut during the Super Bowl. Like, what's the point?
That was a big draw.
I
didn't care about the game or the halftime show. It was the commercials.
Right. Okay, so I want you to know, if you were to spend that much money on this radio program, here, listen up, advertisers. If you were to spend that kind of money, I'd even give you a better discount. I'd cut it down to $6 million instead of 6.1, knocking off. Instead of wasting your advertising on the Super Bowl, you can advertise here and hit millions of listeners over the course of a week, a month, a year. And I'll do it
for half the price. Is this
right? Exactly. You got a deal here. Have we got a deal for you? All right, some other business news. The United States and Japan have reached an agreement that will end steel tariffs imposed by Mr. Trump, removing the 25% tariff for a limited amount of steel products. So Trump's idea was good. Let's get steel manufacturing back in America. But apparently we haven't been able to do that for whatever. I think a lot of steel is made in China, and elsewhere. A lot of it comes from Turkey. Some of the crude steel is basically our old stuff that we send to Turkey. Like all of the steel, when I have about once every month or two, I have a load of steel and metal that goes to the scrapyard from things that we've cut up and used, you know, and thrown away on the farm. So I bring a truckload down. It's usually 4 or 5 tons, and that goes on a ship. And goes
what
to Turkey. What do I get for a ton?
Do they pay you? A couple of tons. I was just thinking 15.
About 180. It's of the high now. I think it's about 180 bucks a ton now.
Well, the answer
was
another day older and deeper in debt.
A ton is $180?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's all. Yeah, for scrap. Yep.
That's not even worth taking a ton of anything.
Jen, if that was me, I'd be leaving scrap metal on the corner. Like, I would go out with my garbage, with the pizza box. Like, there's no way I would even bother gathering a ton. How many pounds is in a ton?
2,000.
So you're taking, like, 6,000 pounds of scrap metal. 8,000 pounds of scrap metal, and you get 180 bucks
No,
per 180, ton.
$180 a ton.
Yeah, it's but that's still
up and down. It's down to a buck and a quarter.
That's 2,000 pounds of anything for 180.
Yeah, that's insane.
You're going
to risk scrap metal. Listen to this. I'm going to give you David Applebaum's number. He runs the Framingham Salvage Yard. You can call him and tell him he's ripping me off.
Yeah, he's not paying you enough.
Not paying me enough.
You're doing all the hard work.
He actually listens to the program. David, you're listening to these ladies?
David, excuse me. Yeah, 2,000 pounds is not like something you can carry down the street. This is a lot.
Right.
How much in the gas alone are you spending just to get 2,000 tons there, and you're getting 100?
There you go. There you go. Are you even, that's totally, how far do you have to drive this
it's
shipment?
Across town. It's 4 or 5 miles across town.
How many trips does it take?
Well, I take one, at a time. So I fill up the truck, I bring it over and dump it, and then we come back, and there's scrap all over the place. We're always keeping the yard clean. Things that break, we have to cut them up and throw them in the truck.
Scrap all over the place.
It's scrap. Right. It's scrap. Wow. Hello. It's
I mean,
scrap.
I know how much scrap metal talk thrills Jen.
Yeah,
so
like dirt talk.
I just think you're getting ripped off. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, 2,000. Oh. It just seems like if I had to put that much metal into a truck and someone handed me $100, I'd be like,
I've literally seen homeless people in New York City gathering cans, walking into a grocery store
and
walking out
with those,
and they're walking out with more than $180. Yeah. So, and that's just a bag of cans. So, maybe you need a new.
I would just start walking the streets looking for pennies and just go to the Coinstar machine because that's what.
Meanwhile, back at the steel deal with the Japanese, that's where we started with all of this 5 minutes ago. The deal does not cover aluminum, however, which still has a 10% tariff. So what's the problem? We must not be able to make aluminum here.
We can't. Remember all the aluminum can shortages and stuff?
Oh,
That came up. That's right. What's going on now?
Yeah,
they
exactly.
couldn't put, they so yeah, they, beer companies couldn't, they didn't
the
have enough aluminum cans.
The cans coming from China, too? Where are the cans coming? I bet they come from China as well.
Well, I think Japan makes a lot of the aluminum, so I'm not sure why that was not, but the Japanese officials chose not to include that in the agreement, so I'm not really sure why. Maybe they're making more money from
aluminum. So the announcement that came from the feds says we're working to fight against China's unfair trade practices, and create a more competitive global economy for America's businesses. Okay. The Japanese bought into that. Japanese should buy into everything that we ask them to do, because without us, we save their bacon.
Apparently they
after
do.
After we blew them. Yeah. Well, I think they do, too. Okay. Other business stories. Peloton stock up and away, because somebody's trying to buy them, according to the Wall Street Journal, anyway. So Amazon, of course, Amazon wants to buy everything.
Yeah.
Nike also. What would Nike, I suppose, would be a good fit for Nike, wouldn't it?
The Nike Peloton. It could. I mean, the interesting thing is, who has stock in Peloton?
Anybody you know?
No, I don't. But now they've just announced overnight. They just announced that they are replacing their CEO. John Foley is out, and Barry McCarthy is in. Yeah. Barry McCarthy is in. He's the former CFO of Spotify and Netflix, and so he's the new CEO of Peloton, and that's effective immediately. And then they're also cutting 20% of their corporate workforce.
He got fired from Spotify because of the Rogan thing?
No. He was a financial. Well, yeah, no. He had nothing to do with that. So he's going to come in and basically, like, probably just restructure everything. They're laying off 2,800 corporate employees. And so they're probably trying to make the books look really good right now so Amazon or anybody else can come in and make them an offer, and that'll be the end of that.
All right. See you later.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of offers, the House of Representatives has passed a bill to increase U.S. semiconductor manufacturing and boost our competitiveness with China. I don't know if you saw this or not. It's called the America Competes Act.
A lot of people on the Republican side stood against it. In fact, that it became a very partisan bill because it looked like it was supposed to be tough on China, but then it actually built in some loopholes that would actually benefit China. And so,
Who's responsible for that? Who do we chase out of office?
Well, I don't know who we chase out of office.
Well, what are
for
the benefits?
So this is the point. Okay, so I have a friend who is in Congress who represents California's 25th congressional district, and he came on and he said that it was intended to boost
competitiveness with China,
but he said if you actually dig into it, so there's a lot of things that are built in, loopholes and such that would prevent different tariffs and things on China, and that becomes a problem because then we'd be limited in the types of trade agreements we could get into with China. So ultimately, they said it wasn't a good bill. Republicans didn't support it really, I think, at all.
No.
So,
they didn't.
Well, okay, they did all the way up until the voting, so yeah, and there was a lot of bipartisan support for it, and then, you know, the votes become political once it's there. So now it has to get reworked, I guess, in the Senate.
Yeah, in talking to my friend, he said he wants to vote for something like this, but I think there's some big changes that they're looking to have made. So we'll see if they can get it right and pass so that it can be a bipartisan bill.
Okay, speaking of bipartisanship, Frontier and Spirit Airlines, two airlines that have no real reason for existing, are now going to become one. Frontier was about to go broke a couple of years ago. Now they found $6.5 billion to merge with Spirit. Spirit was an airline that started in the backyard, literally, of some guy that lives in Fort Lauderdale, who had, I'm trying to remember what his business was. I think he had a hardware store or something, and somebody asked him to invest $400,000 in a startup airline. He became the controller of it, and here, 21 years later, he's going to put $6 billion in his pocket for taking over the airline. Now they've become the fifth largest airline. Frontier has always been,
I used to fly Frontier from Newark to Colorado, and I always loved it. I never had a bad experience with it, but my dad flew once on Spirit. They fly out of Atlantic City. I'm in New Jersey, so they fly out of Atlantic City down to Florida, and he was so terrified that they weren't even going to make it to Florida.
Yeah. Spirit is like flying an MTA like it's flying a bus.
He was terrified, awful. And when he got down there, he just changed to a different like major airline and flew home to Newark.
Awful. Only people that fly Spirit are people that don't know anything about flying. They want a cheap seat, so if they're lucky, they can sit down.
It's like the bolt bus of the sky, right? It's like for a buck, get on this bus that people are sleeping in the wheel wells.
And they only have standing room only seats.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My cousin, it's for, and also for young people who want to like be crazy hippies. My cousin put everything she owned on her body so that she wouldn't have to pay for luggage to go to a 311 concert in Vegas for like $20.
That's right. That's what Spirit's all about. So
that's just prioritizing your finances so that you can buy better merch at the 311 show.
All right. So in the customer satisfaction index that came out last week, remember I said JetBlue was at the bottom? Spirit was next to being at the bottom. And then Frontier was third, and American was fourth. America's really coming up in the world, given how terrible other airlines are.
Yeah.
My God. Ay, ay, ay. All right. It's 48 after the hour. Did you know that?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with the sage. I like coming up with different ways of describing you because I don't want people to get bored hearing the same thing from me all the time. You've led a spirited life and still do. And that's one of the things there was a, I went through a study that was in the New England Journal of Medicine about when we are our most effective, Uri. And it turns out that people who are our age are between 60 and 80 are performing to the best of their ability and perhaps achieving the best that they possibly could and have in their lives. So you and I are at our peak time. You know, everybody talks about Tom Brady. He's in his 40s. He's over the hill. No, he's not even really getting started. You and I have got a good start on things and we're contributors and there ought to be more respect for stuff like you keep going all the time. This museum that you have, that you've created with all of the things that you have collected in your career of almost 50 years, the museum holds these treasures. I'm so eager to see them. What's the latest? Just give people an idea of the sorts of things that they can see. And I know you get new things added all the time.
Let me tell you what I added today, which is quite extraordinary and unique. And I'll have to start with Ramses II, who was an Egyptian pharaoh living around 3,400 years ago. Remember this? 3,400 years ago.
Yep.
So he was actually the third pharaoh of the 19th dynasty of Egypt. He's often regarded as the greatest and most celebrated and most powerful pharaoh of the New Kingdom. I mean, the New Kingdom itself is so unbelievable. You know, it's so rich with ancient history and artifacts. So today, believe it or not, I got from the Israeli Antiquity Authorities on loan, I got two gate stones that are the most important archaeological find in old Jaffa. They were discovered in 1958, I believe, by an American archaeologist, and they were exhibited in quite a few museums, including the Museum of Israel in Jerusalem, one of the most prestigious museums in the world. And now, today, this morning, they were transported into my museum. But listen, this is, I mean, I filmed everything. I put some of it on my Instagram. They have to handle these stones with such care. It's unbelievable. They brought special movers. They wrapped up the stones with cloth. And four people kind of strapped it to their back. And they, because they weigh about 700 kilos each. Now, what's extraordinary about the stones is that there are hieroglyphics on the stone. And the hieroglyphics basically give thanks and dedication to Ramses II. So, wow, to have these ancient stones in my museum is really mind-blowing.
Isn't it amazing when you think about all the things we tend to think of us, we just talk about age, and we're, some people would tell us that you and I are old. We're nothing. When you think of old, even those antiquities, and we think of the human, when the human presence, or how long the human presence has been here on the planet, 30,000, 40,000 years, maybe it's 100,000 years. When you consider the planet is billions of years old, I was looking at something where I thought of you in terms of how we, everything gets sort of put into perspective with you. The National Geographic is running a special on the stars, and they have a picture from the Hubble spacecraft of our galaxy. And you look at the galaxy and where our solar system is, a little teeny frail, I mean, like a pinhead. And then we think about ourselves, and good God.
So, Dougie, I'd like everybody to get on my Instagram or my Facebook or my Twitter and watch the video of the stones. And next week, let's talk about Tinder Swindler. Yeah, Tinder. Yes. Tinder, it's the dating
app. The Tinder app. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So remember this name. You've got to watch this Netflix documentary because it's crazy.
Tinder Swindler. All right, that's up next. Uri Geller here, author of Psychic Powers. You have it all. Use them. Release your sci-fi force for health, wealth, success, and peace of mind in paperback form only on Amazon. Check out his website as well, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.